This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
This is David Morgan with the Weekly Perspective for the week ending 5 January 2018. Well, Happy New Year, everyone. First podcast for the new year. First article up from Zero Hedge. Balt Dry Index plunges most in 2 years despite global coordinated growth. This is, of course, shipping across the world, and it tumbled about 21%, biggest drop it has seen since 2015. However, to be fair, if you look at this graph here on the article, what you'll see is that there are higher lows and higher lows, meaning a general uptrend. So certainly this plunge is significant, but the trend is not broken, and the trend is basically it's been doing better since the bottom in about 2016 or so. And the second article up is again from Zero Hedge. Petro Yuan looms, how China will shake up the oil futures market. I've covered this story on and off for quite some time. And of course, there was a report by us not too long ago, a few months back, about the tie to the yuan oil trade going to gold. And then I retracted that once I had better information, and I kind of beat that to death. So hopefully everyone's up to speed on that. But according to this article written on Zero Hedge, when will the trading begin? According to the Shanghai-based news portal Jimon, which cited an unidentified person from a futures company, trading is expected to start January 18th. Multiple rounds of testing have been carried out and the listing requirements met. The State Council, China's cabinet, was said to have given its approval in December, one of the final regulatory hurdles. So we'll wait and see. The 18th of January is not that far away, and this could have an impact. I don't think it will have a huge impact initially. I think it'll get started rather slowly and sort of tested here and there. And as it matures and it's seasoned and there's more and more input and people trust it more and more, it certainly could have an impact. But I am on the conservative side. I think we'll have to wait and see. But certainly, if this all comes to fruition and it looks as if it would, then it certainly could have an impact, especially with the petrodollar dominance. Next article up is from CNBC. Title is Tech Giant is Rolling Out New Robots to Replace Workers in Hotels, Airports, and Supermarkets. This trend is not surprising. We've commented on it a few times. In fact, one of the best in the business, as far as I'm concerned, in the rare earth element space and a great thinker, kind of tipped me off on this a few years back that there are going to be less and less menial jobs available for humans and more technology taking over. In fact, if you just look at a normal automobile factory these days compared to what I saw when I toured Ford Motor in San Jose, California, probably 40 years ago or whatever, there's a drastic difference. There's just so few people on the floor of these huge manufacturing operations, and there'll be more and more kiosks. So that's what this article is about. It's specifically South Korean tech giant LG Electronics. Many have LG TVs and other electronics from that firm in South Korea, kind of leading the way. They talked about it and showcased a new concept robot at the Electronics Consumer Show in Las Vegas. Enough said, this is a trend. There's no getting around it. There'll be less and less tasks that will be performed by humans and will be taken over more and more by technology. Moving on to the topic de jure, and de jure, that is crypto, Bitcoin. A lot going on in this space. In fact, it's almost impossible to stay on top of it all. And this is a headline from Reuters. Israel proposes ban on trading shares of cryptocurrency companies. I think the story behind this story, and you can read this one, of course, and there's many more, is that several banks now have made it very difficult for people in certain jurisdictions to be able to maintain their banking relationship if they have dealt through a coin exchange in Bitcoin or other cryptos. And I don't have any articles of cite for you, but there are several out there already. So certainly, as I forecast in my my article, my two bits about Bitcoin, my main theme in that article was if and only if this space, the cryptocurrency space, gets too well liked and too well used, you might just expect Big Brother to come sniffing around taking a look. They don't like competition. And that's my perspective at this point in time, that Bitcoin and others, but particularly Bitcoin, the leader, the first, has certainly drawn enough attention that governments across the world really are looking at it and in some cases really don't know what to do. So since they don't know what to do, what they do is basically stop what they can with the pressure on, like the banking system or what have you. So something to be aware of. Another article, mainstream Reuters, and those in the space. One other, I spent some time this morning talking to someone that's more familiar with the space than I am, stating that to purchase Bitcoin at the present time is not that easy as well. This is hearsay evidence, but this gentleman's been in the space for quite some time and had a significant amount of Bitcoin. And he told me that it's difficult to get a transaction done. He has people that have come to him and asked that they wanted to buy Bitcoin, and it's very, very difficult, according to him, to connect with the process that's required to be able to purchase at this point in time. So I'll leave it at that. More to come later. Sort of an off topic. This comes from the Chicago Tribune. Food stamps system restored after temporary outage in Chicago area stores Wednesday. The reason I'm bringing this to the fore is because the whole world is so dependent on the electrical system, the grid, and also the internet. And of course, that's one of my concerns about Bitcoin. However, there are other concerns across the board, and this is one, obviously, with food stamps being unavailable because of this temporary outage. So something to be aware of. I don't want to dwell on it. I just want to make everyone aware that stuff that we take for granted at times, you got to rethink. And certainly the stresses that can happen, weather related or not, sometimes natural, like a CME from the sun or whatever. So don't want to make a big deal out of it. Again, just something to be aware of. It does happen. This is a instance where obviously people in Chicago that were dependent on it were upset for a while. Continuing on that theme, this article is from TVC Nigeria. I do not know how significant that reporting service is, but the headline is rather startling. Nationwide blackout as Nigeria's power grid collapses. The Federal Ministry of Power, Works and Housing has confirmed the collapse of Nigeria's power transmission grid on Tuesday night. The development led to widespread blackout across the country. The ministry says the collapse was due to a fire incident, and the incident led to a shutdown of the pipeline that supplies gas to 6 thermal power plants. So, certainly not a big country, but certainly showing, again, the vulnerability that is in the grid and something to think about, not to obsess about, but to think about the potential that it does occur, it can happen. And from the terrorist perspective, it could be, as it could not would be, a point of inflection, depending upon what the activity was, meaning that there's already been a case in San Jose, California, where I think it was 3 or 4 snipers took out a small substation. But you take out a few substations and you can affect the grid in a rather significant way. And for website members, be sure to log in. The January issue of the Morgan Report is available now. And I also did a video update on the trading strategies basis, what I talked about in the last few to accumulate during December. We've already seen quite a move since the second week where I called the bottom. In this issue, we have the top picks for the next 18 months. Starting on page 3, we've beat the HUI substantially ever since we started doing the top picks on a yearly basis. We do have a new recommendation. And finally, we're looking at a cryptocurrency backed by silver. I'm giving this to our paid members only because it's still early. I am involved, but not at a significant level, meaning I help fund it, but not in a significant way, but nonetheless a meaningful way. However, it's early on. hasn't been proven, hasn't been seasoned, hasn't had any transactions, basically it hasn't been launched. But people that pay me get our earliest thinking on these things. We have, I think, about 8 pages on the idea, what it entails. However, I will make this available to the general public at some time in the future after basically it's launched or just before. So if you're interested in cryptocurrencies, and specifically ones that are hard metal or hard money backed, I suggest highly that you get on our free email list. And you just do that simply by going to themorganreport.com. Give us a first name and your primary email address. Verify that you do want the free updates. And when this becomes, as I said, fully available to the general public, I will certainly make that available to the free email list. So that will do it. I do expect a pretty good year for the precious metals. Nothing over the top, but nonetheless, I think pressure is building. And we will see you next week to talk about the week in financial markets and gold and silver. That's it. And remember, last comment, of course, remember, there is nothing more powerful than the truth. And I'll add on to that briefly. There's been so much written on the internet. But the executive order that's all over the internet regarding human trafficking certainly is gaining a lot of momentum, and a lot of people have had a great deal to say about it. My only comment there is that you're not seeing hardly anything coming out in the mainstream news, but you're seeing a whole lot come out in the alternative news media. So let's hear it for free markets, free thoughts, free thinkers, critical thinking, and let's continue on with what looks like it will be a year where perhaps more of the swamp is drained. Again, I'll be back with you next week.
This is The Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.